When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a haunted debit card and the story of a little girl who was able to communicate with her dead grandfather. That and much more. Today with both Carol and Kathy and myself on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you like the show, you want access to all the bonus episodes, all the advanced episodes, all of the extras, all of it ad-free, become an extra podcast person. Sign up to be one at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com, or directly through Apple Podcasts right now. Yes, you can go there and even try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts and get hooked up with all of that. You're like dancing over there. We have cameras on tonight, so this is a whole new experience, recording between myself and Carol and Kathy.
I know, because Tony and I never look at each other.
No, just are normally in our own little small dark rooms, and
we're talking about that because we worked in radio.
Yeah.
For so many years that we're used to not like seeing everybody. We
exactly.
Just talk to people.
Yeah. Guys, I live off body language. I do.
Teacher. She teaches.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of me like just like itching here and then like my eyes, because my eye, I'm tired and my eyes are watering. So that's what you get. That's my body language tonight. It's tired.
Hey, well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm getting over COVID.
Hey, that's...
Well, what about that?
That is exciting.
So excuse me if I have to clear my throat a lot. It was just COVID.
Yeah, just COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no, yeah. It was not... It wasn't no fun. I'll sure. say that. But yeah. It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Wasn't as bad as here, so yes. throat last time. Yeah. So there's that.
It's been a lot of, I had some sort of illness. I think I had COVID actually, because a few of us were kind of passing it around between my fiance and her kids and us. And none of us tested because it didn't feel super bad. It was just kind of like, I don't know. We just kind of thought it was a cold or flu or whatever. Then Harper got it. And I just out of curiosity, like I'm just gonna test her. I got a test over here, so I did it. It was COVID. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is that mine, when it started, I woke up like I felt totally fine one day. Woke up the next day, and I'm like, man, I have got the worst sinus infection.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I felt even worse. And then the third day, I was like, I bet I have the flu and a sinus infection. I'm going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And the last thing I thought it was COVID, because it very much was more like a flu or a cold.
Yeah.
It wasn't like what in my head, like I didn't lose my smell or my taste. I never had a fever.
Yeah.
And it's been 10 days. And I'm still positive.
I lose my taste every time I'm ill. Every time I have a cold, I lose my taste. So there was like, oh, you lose your taste. Like that's every time for me. It's like, it's not like a sign or anything.
Well, somebody asked me, they said, well, can you smell anything? I'm like, no, because I can't breathe out of my nose.
Yeah.
But other than that, maybe I can. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think, I mean, in a lot of, I think it's just going around now and we're not going to know. And that's just how it is.
Well, I had it right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which I should add it then, because Kathy and I spent Thanksgiving.
We were together and I called her and I said, I've got COVID. You better start testing.
Yeah,
and she was testing negative. And so... Yeah.
And a month later, I came down with it. So I don't think it was associated.
It's because of all the turkey you two ate that.
We ate so much.
We ate a lot of turkey.
We ate all of that. And I asked for seconds on the ham.
Yeah.
And then we made sandwiches the next day.
My dog
talking to vegetarians, by the way.
Yes, by the way. That's why this is funny. Yesterday was the last day of our Christmas celebrations because we did a new Christmas celebration every day of the week for the last 48 days. But it's kind of what it felt
like. Straight from Halloween to Christmas.
Exactly. But it was our last one of get together. And I had so many leftovers still, and I'm just done with leftovers because that's all I've been eating. And I was like, okay, got a giant platter. There was a big chunk of ham on there still. I know your mouths are watering. And then there was like, you know, there's a couple extra shrimp and there was a bunch of crackers and this cheese and that sort of stuff. Like just dump it all onto this platter. And then I went outside and I presented it to my dog, Morgan, and he was thrilled. He had the largest leftover pile. He just kind of went nuts. And
he's like, this is a dog charcuterie board.
It really was. It was a human charcuterie board and whole meal just 10 minutes prior. And then it became dog buffet. So he had a very happy end of the holidays.
So cute. Well, we're kind of doing things a little different today.
Yeah.
Because today, guess who gets to read the story?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's me. But so what I did this week was Tony was really busy. So I'm like, I'll find some stories. And because I've been home with COVID.
Yeah.
What do you do? And so I reached out to our Real Ghost Stories Online Facebook group page. And I got stories from those people.
Awesome.
So anybody who's...
Yeah, if you're not hooked up on that, get on the Facebook page. You never know when we'll be reaching out to you guys.
And our MySpace page. Get on our MySpace page as well.
Yeah. we're actually more active on the MySpace page.
Do you guys remember Mosaic?
No.
Like, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about the early browsers, and there was one called Mosaic, and I was like, I kind of vaguely remember that.
Oh, that was a browser.
Yeah. And then we went to Netscape, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought Mosaic. I remember that. God damn.
Kind of. Yeah.
I must have been in a blackout or something during that time.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
For our first story of the day.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Let me get you some.
As I clear my throat, I had COVID.
Here we go.
You ready, Tony?
I got the music playing. We're all set.
Okay. Here we go. And let me preface this with I am not a good dramatic reader like Tony is. You're very good at drama, and I'm not. So please don't compare me to Tony Bruschi.
Yeah.
Here we go. My name is Angela, and I'm from Michigan. First, I want to say how much I enjoy listening to you and Tony, and I am an EPP. I know there are too many episodes to remember, but I have had my story about my son and, in quotes, the man, read on RGSO, Real Ghost Stories Online. And a story about my daughter seeing a lost boy in her room who was later found in a lake at a campground, which is super creepy. That part wasn't in there. I'm adding stuff in myself. Mm. She said, I can't remember when I haven't heard or seen or even smelled spirits. That was interesting to me, the smelling part, because Tony, you and I have talked about that, and Kathy and I have talked about it.
They smell
smelling
zest,
spirits, in particular cigarette smoke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Or zestfully clean.
Zestfully clean or Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah, those are the two, Old Spice and the smoke.
Yeah, the cigarettes, especially the radio station Tony and I used to work at, we smelled cigarette smoke all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was that kind of cigarette smoke that it's someone who has smoked one or two packs a year for 30 years.
Yeah.
Kind of that smell.
It just kind of radiates off of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or pipe tobacco is the other one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real distinctive too. Okay, excuse me. I had learned to hide it as a child because once at about age 10, I told my friend I saw a girl with her. I've always been an artist, so I drew her a picture and she started to cry and said she knew her and she was dead. But now as an adult and living far away from my little childhood town, I'm open with people I really feel I need to say something to. Back in the late 90s, scrapbooking parties were a thing, and they were, and I never did it, neither did Kathy. I'm just adding that in for you, Kathy.
I scrapbooked last night with Harper.
I imagine. Actually, you might have.
I did. I'm not even kidding.
I was going to say, you might have done
Harper
that.
Harper was like, will you scrapbook with me, Dad? I'm like, sure.
God, that's so adorable.
So I made a cool little thing. Anyway, go ahead.
That's funny. I was wondering what to get her for Christmas. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to see you guys next week. Okay, back to this story. My new best girlfriend from a scrapbooking party was hosting, and for the first time, I got to be in her house. We were all scrapping. And for a moment, it was like everyone in the room was busy with their books. And I looked up at the archway of the room where, we all were in that led to the rest of the house. You could tell we were in a new addition. I saw under the light in the doorway, it was almost like a film, like I was looking through Vaseline. I knew in that moment, there was a man in overalls looking at me in the doorway. I, without thinking, said my friend's name. And do you know there's a man in the doorway? And she said, oh, you can see the old man that used to own this house. He can't come into this part. The other ladies were scared to death. I forgot my rule to be quiet and not scare people, which I think is really interesting because the lady was like, oh, yeah, he can't come in here. But I've heard of that happening before, mm-hmm. that new additions, like there's a hotel, the Eaton Hotel downtown here in Wichita, that there's a newer addition built on. And that's what, like, where Carrie Nation went in and smashed up the bar and stuff. So this hotel has some real apartments now. It has real history.
Yeah.
But my friend lived there and I'm like, is it haunted? And he goes, no. And only it stops. And he showed me it stops there. It doesn't come here, which I think is interesting. So the new addition, the ghosts are like, I don't know. They just don't know that part.
It almost like,
do they not see that part?
It's kind of like where they operate on what the geography was of their time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting to me because it just seems like they should be able to jump wherever they want to go. But obviously, maybe they're tied to that. It just reminds me of a dog, though. Can't come in here.
Yeah.
You got to stay out there. Can't come in here.
Well, I find it interesting that the friend was, you know, like just immediately knew. And but had the friend ever seen him? Or just
she must have, because she said, oh, you can see the old man that used to own this house. So that makes me think she knew exactly. I mean, obviously, she knew exactly who she was.
She did. She knew exactly who she was talking about.
So this next part I think is cute. So she said, my friend later told me the old man turns the lights on and off in her boys' room. The boys are grown now. So she no longer lives there. Moved into a new house. They're renovating the new house, which is 100 years old. In October, she was at her new house when she said to me, do you see our ghosts? And I said, yes, because I saw one on the stairs earlier. It was in that moment I realized she meant the Halloween decorations on her porch. I just left it at that. She goes, there was a group of us, so I didn't want to freak anyone out. Besides, the spirit seemed harmless. Well, thanks again for all you do. And I hope you and the RGSO gang have a great new year.
So oh, that's fascinating.
So I thought that was cute. Like she goes to the new house. Do you see ghosts? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And but she was talking about her decorations. Did you see the ghosts on the porch?
I still have Halloween decorations up.
You know, though, I think she's the Vaseline analogy is good, because a minute ago, or, you know, when we were talking, Tony, we were talking about something and there was a discussion about whether you saw people clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more like that. She nailed it for me. It was more like there was this wavy Vaseline-y thing. That you saw him, but you know, there almost, was this strange kind of atmosphere.
Almost like the, you know, like a blurring, you know, to like a blurry photo or something. Yeah.
She absolutely nailed that one for me.
That'd be weird though, if you reached over and your loved one, they were there, but they were covered in Vaseline and haunting you. You'd be like, why are you covered in Vaseline? Like, what's going on? Yeah. That would be really weird.
It's like, it's not Vaseline night here. Sorry.
Oh, it's not.
I'm at the wrong party.
They're like, oh, you won't believe it. When you die, you get Vaseline night every night. And it gets crazy. Yeah. Like, wow, Vaseline night. I can't wait. In hell. You know, so,
Okay, the next one. This is a pretty quick one from Stacy. She wrote to me and she said, this happened 2 weeks ago at a cemetery in the area. It has a beautiful tree of life. Light display during the Christmas holiday, which I think is kind of interesting that the cemetery would have a tree of life light display, but it's kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah.
And she said, my mom and I stopped to enjoy it and decided to drive around to look at other lights scattered around the cemetery. Also thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, all the cemeteries that I'm familiar with, they put flags up at Memorial Day and 4th of July, maybe, and that's about it.
I want to open this place. I want to open a cemetery, then you can have like haunted like walks through it at Halloween.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Oh, they do that down south. I went to when I was in Texas, down
maybe
in south Texas.
South.
You could buy tickets and they would take you on these, and the person would be dressed like the deceased standing by their grave and tell their story.
My mom did that. My mom actually acted in one of those because there's...
Yeah, they were real good.
The creepy... It happens in the north too, I guess, or cemeteries that are just a little more, I don't know, it's like adventurous in their advertising.
I love that idea though.
Yeah, it was fun.
The cemetery,
you know,
I grew
up...
You could
do it as a fundraiser for a nonprofit.
Well, and you know, it was just like candles were lit and stuff around them, you know, and lanterns and things. And
I think this is interesting because it's a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
At a cemetery.
I agree. But
I think it's really cool. And so, let me know where I was. And she said, the road through it is one way. I wanted to stop and take some pictures, but noticed headlights right behind us. I drove a few yards to a good place to pull over to the side to let the car pass and I could take some pictures. Pulled over. There was no trace of any car behind us. Remember, the road is a narrow one way and we weren't anywhere near the turn that goes off to the other section of the cemetery. Let's just say I didn't get out to take pics. Mom and I beat it out of there. I suspect that next year we'll be stopping at the parking lot and not going further into the cemetery itself. Which I think that's an interesting story. Super quick story, but I think it's interesting because headlights behind you are something that's very distinct. You know, because yeah. we've all had that car behind us when we're driving and you're like, God, get off my ass, or I got to pull over and you can go around me. We all have had that feeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So especially because you know you're driving slow and you want to get some pictures, that you would go, I'm going to pull over so that car can go around me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's,
yeah, right there is the key where you just thought to yourself, oh, let me get over.
Yeah. So what was behind her in the cemetery?
Yeah.
Nothing. And interesting.
It is. Yeah, that is interesting.
Okay, so we had mentioned the debit card story at the top of this, and this is from Eric. And he said, hey guys, I want to start off my story by saying that because of experiences I've had since I was 5 years old and growing up, I'm not a full-blown skeptic, but I do try to come up with a rational explanation to everything. I'm not sensitive whatsoever, but people around me tend to be. I think all of that's a very interesting statement because he's had experience since he was five. Not a full-blown skeptic. He likes to rationalize it. I get all that, but doesn't think he's sensitive and has had experiences. I always think people who have experiences.
It seems like it kind of contradicts itself.
Right. So Eric, he might be sensitive. So he said, my event took place on September 25th around 8 a.m. My girlfriend and I were readying up for our garage sale. I offered to go get us breakfast along with our son. Only her and our 11-month-old daughter stayed at home. Our daughter was still asleep. I stopped at the donut shop first. Now, this part is important. It actually says that. I paid for our food with my debit card, which rang up to a total of $12.03. Then I stopped at our little local coffee shop. I paid cash for our drinks. I arrived back home. This part is semi-important. I got our food out and only left my wallet in my car. Let me add this to that, which has nothing to do with the story. Don't ever leave your wallet in the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a bad idea. My girlfriend was helping a customer, so my son and I started eating. 10 minutes after the customer left, I went inside for a few seconds for something. When I was coming out, my girlfriend stopped me and pulled out my debit card from her back pocket and said to me, hey, you might need this. I was baffled and confused. She said to me that my debit card was inside a box that contained her random clothes. She was digging through it because a neighbor of ours went over to check the garage sale out and was wanting some clothes. My girlfriend said my debit card was in the box at the very bottom of the pile. I told her it was impossible because, first of all, I paid with my card at the donut shop. And how could it have been in the box? And she found out, and she had found out after I'd already left.
Mm-hmm.
So just to confirm, I checked my bank statement on the app under the account the debit card is under, and sure enough, the transaction of $12.03 was made. Also, my bank does not issue duplicates of any card. I went to grab my wallet from inside my car and checked it, and sure enough, my card wasn't in it. This is one of the most insane happenings that's ever happened to me, if not the most bizarre one. My girlfriend is really sensitive, by the way. This little side note, she has been since she was a little girl and even been attacked by demons. Which I hate that for her.
God, I do too.
I hate that for her.
Did that come up on the first date, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't think so. Is that a first date thing?
I don't
know. It's been so long since Kathy and I had first dates.
I say you just throw it all out there on the first one. By the way, this is great steak. I've been attacked by demons a lot, you know.
And nothing too bad has happened to me yet.
Yeah.
So she said, as an explanation I have is there's always something attached to her that is messing with the both of us. Our relationship is up and down, and that could be a paranormal factor. Do you have any other explanation or have had similar experiences? I'd love some input. Thank you for the time. So the only thing I can think, maybe, and I don't know exactly the time frame, but like when the customer was there, maybe could it have like accidentally been on his lap? And when he got out, it fell on the ground. And then, but it seems to me if somebody would have found it in the yard, the first thing you would have done or in the driveway is walk him and said, hey, I found this debit card in your driveway.
But it sounded to me through the story that she found it while he was gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any exactly. stepping up and it dropping off. It she had it. And it, and apparently it wasn't an, like my first thought was it's an old debit card, you yeah. know, that was in a box of old stuff.
Sure.
But he said it was missing from his wallet.
And the $12.03 that had been on that card had gone through.
Yeah.
And he would know the numbers.
And he had been using it.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Because it was inside a box that contained her random clothes. She was digging through it because a neighbor of ours went over to check out the garage sale and was wanting some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like the girlfriend was digging through the box and found the card. Because even if a customer would have, you know, not, and it doesn't even sound like they were busy at the time because it's just a customer.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. It's interesting.
What is the reasoning? I mean, it's very bizarre. Unless there was like a second debit card that neither of them were aware of and it just happened to fall into that box.
But he said he had no duplicate card. That's like me. I do not have a duplicate card.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
in the box, the debit card was in the box at the very bottom of the pile. So I don't know, paranormal or not.
But I do not think Eric should blame his girlfriend for his psychic situations that he
because
gets into.
As established
because apparently
person,
he has like that telepathy where he can move or what do you call it when you can move things?
Is that telepathy?
It's not telepathy. Yeah. That's reading somebody. It's telekinesis.
That might be it.
Okay, move you know he should not blame. He's blaming her a little bit, and I'm thinking
psychokinesis,
dude. You are
psychokinesis.
You are moving stuff. You are more, you know, sensitive than you want to admit.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. He's not recognizing that or accepting it.
Well, and I can see why you wouldn't want to. It's a burden to bear.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Or did he just forget that he accidentally, when he walked back in, he had his debit card in his hand and he dug through the box with his girlfriend's clothes in it?
That could be.
Don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that one's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what the message is.
Yeah.
Is it paranormal? Is it not paranormal?
Could be.
I don't know. So I struggle with things on a daily basis. Lately, anything that's weird in my house, I got ghosts. I just been doing that to everything lately. That was paranormal. But none of it is.
I've been having some a little bit here as we've been starting to kind of get.
Oh, great. Now that I'm getting ready to come to your house for a week, you're telling me this.
Bring on the ghosts. It's just weird. I don't know, like, I thought I had heard somebody in one of the guest rooms the other day that I was
the one I'm going to stay in.
No, you're not going to stay in that one. No, because
okay,
that's
you.
there's still blood and a lot of
the noose is still hanging.
Still, yeah, we don't want anybody in that room really to know of the room or that it exists. We're walling over it, and yeah. Gonna be a surprise. No, but I thought Harper was in there, and then there's nobody in there, and it's just like little things because I've been doing a lot of stuff around the house to get things ready, and I've just had something like, what was that? Granted, I do have three dogs, but I usually know where they are, and they're usually not anywhere in the vicinity of where I'd seen or heard something. So I don't know. Maybe there's something here saying, don't go. You can't leave us. I don't know.
Or maybe it's like, are you not? When are you leaving?
Get out.
You go already?
Yeah.
We're going to start doing shit to scare you.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You know, then I had a priest come over and it was a big, get out. You know,
it was a big to-do. Yeah.
It was very
ain't
bizarre.
No sage going to help this one.
No. No. It was, there's flies on one of the windows everywhere and they won't go away. There's this weird thing underneath the house. It's covered in it looks like red paint. I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. High hopes, though.
Whoops, it was a murder.
Yeah, here on Ocean Avenue. What else we got?
That's interesting because I've never heard you talk about stuff like that before. So this last story I saved for the last one on purpose because I do think my sister, Kathy, will have something to say about this. we'll both have something to add to this story. So Daniel sent this one to me just tonight because I posted on the page I wanted to hear some stories. So if anybody ever wants to send me some stories, please do. So he says, it was a typical Saturday routine in mid-June 2022. I picked up my four-year-old daughter from my mother's house. Everything was normal. Same run-of-the-mill conversation with my mother asking how her day was. And she said the same answer as always. But she did mention that my daughter was asking about my grandfather. She seemed confused about something, but couldn't quite explain what. On the drive home, she always talks and never really takes a break unless she falls asleep, which is kind of that four-year-old thing. He said she doesn't really know what she wants to say, but figures it out along the way. I always joke that it's the closest thing to speaking in tongues I've ever heard. Mid-conversation with herself, on the way home, she pauses and lets me know that she spoke with my mother about her father. She said she was talking to him last night in her dream, and he lives on the moon. I said, okay, what did you talk about with him? And she said all the stuff she likes to do with my mother and how much fun she has with her. Then she pauses, looks out the window, and asked how he died. It was definitely a tangible mood shift. Me thinking that's a weirdly abrupt transition. Brushed it off, saying, oh, because he was old. She turned her head and looked at me through the rearview mirror in disgust. And she said, no, Daddy, they killed him. He told me last night.
Jesus.
She then looked back out the window for a minute and she said softly, they hurt him really bad. And then he died. That left me speechless. To give context, he was stabbed about 7 times and left out to die outside a bar, which he did die from. He'd been dead for quite some time. He was not involved in my mother's life. He died suddenly and violently during my mom's childhood. My daughter only knew he had passed. So she didn't know any of the details. She just knew that her grandfather had died. I was stunned, just stayed quiet, racking my brain, trying to figure out an explanation. I called my mother as soon as I was away from my daughter and told her this story. We both aren't sure how she knew. She doesn't really talk about it anymore. On occasion, she'll mention where she knows a deceased relative is, all in the heaven house so far, but nothing about my grandfather again. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah.
Mm. It's like she tapped into something.
What's that?
She tapped into something or...
Yeah. So she... But she'd been having like these conversations. It said she was talking to him last night in her dream and that he lives on the moon, which is such a four-year-old thing to say because there's no context for where that person would live. And you see the moon out there and it's out there.
Yep.
So that totally makes sense that she would say he lives on the moon. And that she would be talking about little kid things. And then that whole... they killed him.
Yeah. And that's the part that gets me is that she stopped and was upset with him for lying to her.
Yeah.
And she knew he was.
Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to have Kathy on this episode was for this reason. So our dad died in the early 90s in 93. We were both really close to my dad, and he'd had a very, very troubled life. And, you know, there was just, my dad had a lot of secrets. There was just a lot of things about him that I think he kept to himself, and he had a very difficult life. And he loved Kathy's kids. I don't have kids, and Kathy had 3 kids, and your youngest was really young at this time. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. She was toddling.
Yeah.
And so, but he loved Kathy's kids so much. And so rather than them call him grandpa, and this is just kind of funny, but there used to be the Bozo the Clown show. And so the kids all called him Bozo, which is just kind of cute, I think. And well, I don't know, was that dad's idea or whose idea
was
that?
Well, I think it started because the kids would do something silly and dad would say, you're a Bozo. And you're a Bozo, you know, and then it ended up, they just called him Bozo.
And my dad had nicknames for everybody. So the fact that he had a nickname, like my nickname was Goat. But which is kind of cool.
Which
when
is
you look back,
the greatest to ever live.
Of all time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, of all
the greatest
time,
of all time.
Right. Yeah.
When I was a kid, it didn't mean greatest of all time. But growing up, he called me GOAT my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not weird that they would give him a nickname other than Grandpa.
Sure.
And so they all called him Bozo or Bose.
Okay.
And he was really, really close to my nephew and her middle son. And so the interesting thing is that after my dad died, my nephew, Kathy's son, was about seven. Yeah, he was able to.
Eight, maybe.
He started seeing him.
Well, and he.
And talking to him and communicating with him.
You know, he would just. And I didn't know exactly how to handle it because he was very close to my dad. And so he would come out in the morning and he'd say, I talked to Bozo last night. And I'd say, oh, yeah, you know, and yeah, he'd tell me this, you know, all this stuff that he said. And sometimes it was things like I knew Chris wouldn't know
mm-hmm.
that it had to come from somewhere else,
sure.
just like this story. And, you know, how do you handle that? And I'm sure this guy feels the same way with his daughter. Like, what do you say? And so I just listened to him and, you know, I'd say, oh, you know, and then the whole time my heart is just breaking because, you know, it's my dad just died and,
yeah.
you know, and here he's,
your son
you know.
Is talking to him.
And so this, I would say this went on for a while. And an interesting counterpart to this is that I would say about 2 or 3 months ago, my son is now 37. And we were sitting in the backyard.
It does not seem possible that he's 37.
I know. He just
in my head, he's like,
he just turned
17.
And we were rocking and he was smoking a cigar and we were talking about all sorts of things. And it's, you know, like it's kind of late at night. And we got to talking about, you know, things. And he said, you know, that stuff about Bozo and me talking to Bozo. And I said, yeah. And he goes, that was really real, Mom. And he said, I've had a hard time with that my whole life because he said he would, if I was sad, he would open the door and come in and sit down beside me and talk to me. Like really there.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, you know, sometimes I didn't tell you because I knew it was making you sad, you know. So at his age, he still.
He has a memory of it. Yeah.
Because a lot of times
it.
They
yeah.
don't. And
no.
Tony, I have had lots of stories on in the past about kids talking to deceased relatives, but they don't remember it
mm-hmm.
as an adult.
Well, right after Dad died, I would say within a couple, 3 weeks after he died, one night, my husband was gone for some reason. I probably went to a conference or something. I don't know. And I was in bed and, you know, I just at that dozing off place. And I felt somebody reach down and kind of put their hand on my leg and kind of squeeze it, mm-hmm. you know? And my dad always did that when we were kids. He would come in at night and he'd reach down and squeeze our leg a little bit and then, you know, go to the next kid or whatever. And, you know, it happened and I was at that dozing place and I just sat up. I was like, oh my gosh, right? So then the next morning at breakfast, my oldest son comes out and he said, Mom, it was really weird last night. He said, I was laying in bed and somebody came in and squeezed my leg. And I didn't say anything to him that it had happened to me too.
Yeah.
You know, but there was some, for a while there, my dad was still here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
feel it now, but I feel
yeah.
it, for a while
and
he was.
We had, so my dad at one point, he had a very interesting work life. And at one point he had been a funeral director / mortician.
Yeah.
And, I think because of that, he never wanted to have a funeral. And so he made it really, really clear. I don't want a funeral. I want you kids to get together and go out for dinner. I don't want all this stuff. So we had a little bit of a service. He died in July. We had that in September, October.
Yeah, October.
So we go out to, and we're just, you know, his remains said, Kathy's husband had him for quite a while. And I think even Greg had some experiences about that with having those. Mm-hmm. But so we were going to bury them, and we go out to the cemetery, and I had in my little car, your two oldest with me. Maybe I had all three kids, because if Van Carroll was going, everybody was going to Van Carroll. Mm-hmm. So we drive out to the cemetery together, and it was just horrible day in Western Kansas. Like the wind blows out there, and it's blowing 50 miles an hour. It's cold. It's rainy. It's horrible. So we're sitting in the car till the very last minute, till everybody gets there. And my dad used to reach over to the back of my neck, like if I'd be sitting on the sofa, and he would do it to you too, Kathy, I'm sure. They reach over the back of your neck and just kind of tickle the back of your neck, kind of just rub it a little bit. And he would always do that. So I was sitting there with the kids, and I felt the back of my neck, like somebody just had grabbed it. And I kind of look around. I didn't jump or anything. I didn't say anything. I kind of look around, and Chris looks at me and goes, "Bozo's here." And I'm like, "You're right, hon." Whoa, I start crying.
Yeah.
But it was just, so it's really interesting that kids can have that experience. And I think that our dad, it was tough for him to be a dad. There's a number of factors mm-hmm. that go into that. But I think he's been this might sound really weird, but I've always thought as kind of a guardian angel dad, mm-hmm. he's really good. He's really, really good. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel him every day, but I feel him. I still feel that he's around mm-hmm. to this day. I don't think he'll go until we're gone. And I just think that, you know, in that story that I just read too, it's interesting that the grandfather would come to the granddaughter and tell her something, you know, like share that kind of information. But he must have wanted it clear that he was still around. Mm-hmm. And that was his way to get to the rest of the family.
I think it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to share that with Kathy because that happened in our family.
That was a great one. Mm-hmm. That really was. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, hey, go support us on Apple Podcasts or Patreon or at ghostpodcast.com. When you do that, you get access to all the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all of the extras, all of it completely commercial free. Check it out on Apple Podcasts. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.